Welcome to the Modern Magic Podcast. I'm Marin, an astrologer, author, and cosmological thought leader. Here we're inquiring about the structure of reality, philosophizing about everything metaphysical, and grounding the woo. If you resonated with or are triggered by this episode, it would mean the universe to me if you rated and reviewed this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Now, I invite you to tune out, drop in, and immerse yourself in the magic of this present listening moment. Sat Nam. Hello, now that we are into Libra season, hello from the season of the beginning of autumn as the light decreases and maybe our gaze turns inward as well. And with this turning inward, this episode is all about Mercury retrograde and some do's and don'ts. And obviously you are free to do whatever you want, but with Mercury retrograde, it is not a huge indicator, but it is a specific indicator of communication snafus, of mix-ups, and in the midst of an election and a time where a lot of us, we don't know what the fuck we're doing, not in terms of like dire situations necessarily, but just in terms of we don't really know what the reality of our lives is going to be like in the months to come. This is most definitely a time of turning inward and making the best use of the energy around rather than trying to plan super far ahead. So in this Mercury retrograde survival guide do's and don'ts episode, we're going to be looking at some things I do recommend and some things I don't. And this is also in a video version if you want to watch that. But after that, I'm going to be commenting on it in this podcast only version of where that will be showing up for your rising sign. So first is an overview of what we can expect for do's and don'ts for any Mercury retrograde, anytime Mercury is retrograde. This is a good episode to go back to. Then I will be diving into what this coming Mercury retrograde, as I will explain, means for you and your rising sign, and a little bit about the upcoming retrograde. So if during this season you also want to learn about the moon, my upcoming Manifestation Mysteries of the Moon course is starting this October 4th, this Sunday. So would love to have you join if that speaks to you. Information will be down below. If you're listening to this after the 4th, this course will be available for purchase after recording, so you can stay tuned for that. Otherwise, things busy, so many launches coming with me that I am excited about. But in the meantime, let's dive into Mercury retrograde. Retrogrades have coincidentally become the pop culture nugget that gets thrown around about astrology online a lot. And because of that, there's a lot of unnecessary ridiculousness and just bullshit that can be cleared up. So let's actually explain what Mercury retrograde is and get into three do's and three don'ts as they pertain to Mercury retrograde. Anyway, first let's go over what a retrograde even is. A retrograde is when a planet's motion appears to move backwards in the sky. Key word here is appears, because it's based on our vantage point here on Earth. No planet can actually move backwards, but the way in which our orbit, for example, coincides with Mercury's orbit means that about three times out of the year, there's a Mercury retrograde. This leads to an inversion of that planet's usual significations. So as well, the planet Mars is said to move backwards. Like, that's a signification for Mars. Just as a planet, it signalizes like moving backwards. Whenever a planet is retrograde, it's said to be troublesome, as if it were Mars in a way. Like, the planet doesn't become Mars, but Mars is troublesome, and so when a planet is retrograde, it's troublesome. So for Mercury retrograde, this means that the signals of communication and transmission and intellect and errands, like those things that Mercury signals, they're kind of delayed, they're reversed, they're troubled, they have trouble manifesting clearly, or they're, you know, conflict ridden. And that's why it's neither good nor bad. I don't use, like, ever those ideas. Like, Mercury retrograde is a good time to stop using the words good and bad, that those are not helpful terms. Look into Stoic philosophy. Things are preferable or unpreferable. They're not this Judeo-Christian bullshit of, like, good, bad, heaven, hell. Like, yeah, calm down. Nothing is good or bad. But alas, Mercury retrograde is not the ideal time for signing contracts and doing things that we will discuss later on in this video, because there are better suited times for new beginnings. Mercury retrograde delays, reversals, inversions, troubles. They do happen 3 times a year, resulting in about 3 months out of the year that do have Mercury retrograde. So to say the least, they are in and of themselves a big deal because they happen often enough so that the energy is not distinct. Like it's distinct, but it's not that big of a deal. And if you're looking at like a hierarchy of astrological no-no signals, a Mercury retrograde is not near the top of the list. However, in the age of like memes and even of like information processing, Mercury retrograde is an easy thing to demonize, and it might be more relevant to today than usual because of like the communication tech factor. But I mean, it's popularized to no end in like tabloid astrology and blown up when it's like, and I mean, it can definitely coincide with snafus, but don't ever blame Mercury retrograde or blame astrology because it coincides with and signals things. Mercury is not making anything happen. It is not causing your shit. You are having shit happen to you, and Mercury is the big mirror signaling it. So yeah, please stop making memes about like, fuck you, Mercury retrograde. Like, don't fuck the messenger. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a signal, not a cause. And I talk more about signals. Astrology is like the mirror rather than the cause in this video here about how astrology works. So basically, Mercury will appear to stop at a certain degree of the zodiac, move back, and then stop at another degree and move forward. And Mercury cannot be in retrograde. It cannot be in backwards. Retrograde means backwards. So do not say Mercury in retrograde. Mercury cannot be in backwards. Mercury is either retrograde or is not retrograde. And the shadow period is the time either before or after when the retrograde, when Mercury, the planet, is at the degrees in which it will eventually be retrograde. So there's a pre-shadow phase where it's a preview of the retrograde matters, like Mercury is going into where it will eventually return. And there's a post-shadow phase where post-retrograde, Mercury is transiting where it was once retrograde. So it's moving forward, but that's a time of like one last annoyance or clearing up, getting rid of it. And plenty of the people are born with Mercury retrograde, like about a fourth of the population more or less. So it's not like big in and of itself. It's not preferable, but I mean, it can be used for certain things. It's not anything that I'm gonna like look at and be like, oh, like, yeah, it's not a big deal. If you do want to hear a full video about retrograde planets in a natal chart, because it definitely differs between planets, let me know. That could be a video to do coming up. First off, let's get like the bad news out of the way for things that I do not recommend that you do during a Mercury retrograde. And before I list these, like, I don't want people in the comments being like, I have to sign a contract or move in. Is it gonna be bad? Like, am I gonna die? There are always unpreferable situations that arise that are not of our direct control. Nothing is either good or bad. I'm gonna say it time and time again until like 11-year-olds in my comments are freaking out. Like, it's either preferable or unpreferable. And do your best to be the preferable representation of Mercury retrograde energy. Double check, take it slow, think through things, keep a sense of humor when things are delayed or twisted, and take urgency to be as responsible as you can yourself so that you can't like be the manifestation of the Mercury retrograde your own self. So first thing I don't recommend, I do not recommend that you sign major contracts. I had to sign a lease for my apartment. I had no way out of it during a Mercury retrograde in my fourth house, and the fourth house literally deals like in the natal chart with property. And I had to sign my lease during a Mercury retrograde in my fourth house. And the weekend that I moved in, there was like a huge carbon monoxide thing, and like people were, yeah, it was really bad. I was out of town the first weekend I moved in, but I get back and my gas is off. There's like tales about like ambulances pulling people out, and basically for a full year and a few months I didn't have working gas, which meant like a cold winter and no oven for over a year. So that's the kind of thing where I moved in during a Mercury retrograde. I could not avoid signing the lease. It was out of my control. I had to roll with it. And beautiful dream apartment, and there's like one big snafu having to do with like the pipes, the underneath, the fourth house is the underneath, the support, so funny. Mercury as the primary indicator of like communication and follow through being troubled, those are things that you do want clear on a contract. You do not want like troubles or delays around that. So with the reversal quality of Mercury retrograde as well, like you don't want to sign a contract knowing that there's a reversal indicator in the natal chart of that contract, that like you don't want a backwards moment. And this is probably like the most major consideration, like don't sign anything into existence that you would want to move forward smoothly. And it's just frustrating, pretty self-explanatory, not the energy you want. And if you have to sign a contract, hire a good fucking lawyer and double check the lawyer's work. Second consideration, obviously, don't schedule any major travel plans if you can help it. Many a time have I had to deal with this. Like, I can't tell you the amount of times I've just had to travel during a Mercury retrograde. Mercury is literally the traveler of the zodiac. It spans places and like nooks and crannies in the ecliptic of the solar system that no planet does. So you wouldn't want to, like, and also the transitory and like the commerce and communication related aspects of travel. Like, that is like also just a, like, you really want to avoid long distance important travel if you can. We can't all avoid like traveling for 3 weeks. Like 3 weeks, if you have to make like a weekend trip, like things like that are more understandable. We can't avoid everything, but I would not take a trip to Bali like I did. Like, I will never do again. And it was a great experience. I'm glad I went, but doing it during a Mercury retrograde, as someone who already doesn't like traveling and did it more as like the spiritual calling experience, like, Bali is beautiful and the travel was terrible and I will never, never do that again. If you do have to fly across the globe during a Mercury retrograde, or like go on a cruise or something, or you're on like a SpaceX mission, arrive at the airport or like the loading dock or the NASA, the space station, a fucking hour early, make sure you know you're flying out of Newark and not LaGuardia, because it's not that I would know what it's like to get to Newark and realize you're flying out of LaGuardia and then completely miss a trip, a weekend trip to LA, because there was just no way that you were gonna get there in time. Basically, my Virgo has failed me before in the past. But Mercury retrogrades, overdo it with precautions if you do have to travel during them. Also, this can be a temptation, but third consideration here, stay away from starting or declaring an undertaking or a major project during this time, because anytime we begin something new, the transits of that moment are the birth chart of that event. So that can be a human life, that can be a company, a historical alignment, like any chart of a moment is a promise to be carried forth. And you optimally would not want to infuse a Mercury retrograde into something like a company or a creative project that you're declaring, just for the sake of ease, because scheduling tends to be shitty and like communication tends to be shitty if you have to start something during a Mercury retrograde with that. So you don't want the moving parts to be already out of whack, so to speak, in the beginning. And I'd refrain from like filing an LLC from like, I don't know, if you can refrain from sending out like an email applying for a job and just wait. I promise you, like, the patience of Mercury retrograde comes in handy to just wait it out. And that, keep the idea building, because likely there'll be details or elements that like you would not have known needed to be clarified unless you had waited till the end of the Mercury retrograde. So if there's no way to avoid starting the business or whatever, like, hire a good bookkeeper, etc. Do what you can, but optimally you wouldn't want to. Now for three things I do recommend that are of utility during a Mercury retrograde. And these are more like revisionary things, so they all have to do with optimizing going back in a certain way. And the first is revising your projects, your work, and your patterns. And what I mean by that is that the energy is great for going back to what has already been created. So if you have a manuscript, edit it. If you have clutter in your home, organize it. If you have a to-do list of tasks that has built up over like weeks of things to do around the house, get that shit done. Like, just go back and go through. This is not energy that's conducive for like going forward, but it's great for going back and correcting. So do that. I almost always find myself reorganizing or like going through files and reshaping things during Mercury retrogrades. The second is donating or recycling things that you're ready to pass on. It's a really great time to use backwards moving intellect to think about who would be a better use of what you no longer use than you. Sell your clothes on Depop or Poshmark. I sell, shameless plug, follow me, buy my shit on Depop or Poshmark. Resell or like resell or donate your furniture or homewares, like get on Craigslist, do things like that. Donate your time to those in need even. Saturdays in particular are great days for like time and activism because Saturn's day. If you wanna learn more about the planetary days and what days are good for different things, planetary days video, link down below. Be optimal with your time. And just like removing extraneous items and giving that energy to someone who could be in better need of it is a good thing to go back and do. The third thing that might surprise you is actually being good with this is reuniting with old relationships that may have faded or concluded. This is not strictly romantic relationships by any means. In fact, that would be more Venus retrograde. But Mercury as communication and going back to something can encourage reaching out to or getting closure in verbal connection or like tech connection with someone from the past. Mercury in particular usually indicates more like friends or comrades or acquaintances or like even people that you are like online friends with. So this is more, this isn't like a deep emotional reconnection. This is kind of like text a friend that you haven't texted in a while, call the sibling that you may have fallen out of touch with. It definitely doesn't have to mean very much. Mercury is a more intellectual planet than an emotional one. And also that means like if you're reached out to during this time, don't freak out or buy into it a lot. It's more than likely more curious than it is super deep. And similarly, just look what relationships are sparking your interest that you may have forgotten about. And if you want to move forward with like reaching out again. Overall, it's more of a time of backwards moving activity than moving forward. So avoid starting anew, avoid like licensing, moving full steam ahead. Keep the excitement incubating to move forward once Mercury is out of shadow and fast and direct. Now back to this upcoming October into November Mercury retrograde will be October 14th to November 3rd. So starts mid-October and ends on Election Day. And this retrograde will be going from mostly in Scorpio back a bit into Libra, but it's mainly going to be in Scorpio. And for each of us, that is a different area of life based on our rising sign. And this particular retrograde is a lot of swimming through the mud and throwing out keys to unlock the door while we're in there. Like there's these gems of insight that miraculously pop up, and some of them are whistleblowing and calling out the bullshit, and some are working long and hard and feeling satisfied when we uncover the truth. So we're going to run through what this means for you and your rising sign. For Aries rising, this is going to be around secrets, other people's money, and joint assets because it is in your eighth house. For Taurus risings, this is going to be around serious relationships, one-to-one partnerships and bonds because it is in your seventh house. Gemini risings, this is going to be around physical health, coworkers, even pets perhaps because it is in your sixth house. Cancer risings, this is going to be around romance, creativity, children, fun, pleasurable things in life in general, because it's your fifth house. For Leo risings, this will be around home, family, property, parents maybe, because it's your fourth house. Virgo, this will be around siblings. Virgo risings, this will be around siblings, routine, short-term travel, writing, daily commute, or output, because it is your third house. Libra risings, this will be money, possessions, finances you own because it is your second house. Scorpio risings, this is going to be all about you. Self, body, identity, anything physical or character-wise because it's your first house. Sagittarius risings, this will be around self-destructive habits, spiritual practices, alone time because it is your 12th house. Capricorn, this will be around social media, friendships, networking, dreams, long-term visions, because it's your 11th house. Aquarius risings, it is career, reputation, public image, work, 10th house things. And Pisces risings, this will be around beliefs, higher education, philosophy, higher thought, possibly even long-distance travel, because it is your 9th house. So this is the time of the collective bullshit radar of Mars and Scorpio being activated, and it's time to call out the bullshit in your life. So if these areas of life are time to reflect and reevaluate and unlock the truth in these areas of your life and get rid of the rest. Sounds like a good time to learn about the moon and manifestation and self-care as you are reevaluating a lot and running through the mud with this, oh God, 2020 astrology. Make sure that you check out the Manifestation Mysteries of the Moon course below. Would love to have you join. Lots of exciting things are coming up for me soon. So many things have been in the works for weeks and months now, and the cooperative components are coming together. So I am excited to be releasing those. But otherwise, stay updated with me on social media to hear about those. In the meantime, I'm sending so much love and trust and faith during this gnarly 2020 astrology that I'm not going to sugarcoat, but I am also sending some faith that it's not forever, that astrology shows us that there are cycles, and I'm excited for when this shit is over. So sending all the love, Sat Nam.